The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another episode of your World Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. The Nigerian stock market is notably lower yesterday, extending losses to a 7 trading session amid worries about the rapid spread of the coronavirus and its impact on the global economy. The All-Share Index was 1.53% lower to settle at 25,816.57 against the previous close of 26,216.46 points last Friday. Market capitalization also declined by 1.53% to close at 13.449 trillion naira against the previous close of 13.658 trillion naira, thereby shedding 209 billion naira. A total volume of 325.26 million units of shares were traded in 5,054 views, worth about 6.02 billion naira yesterday. This, when compared to the previous figure recorded as at the close of trade last Friday, represents an overall decline of 21.87%, 3.18%, and 2.67% in terms of volume, deals, and value, respectively. The market is still largely weak, as only 9 stocks gained, while 28 stocks declined in their share prices. Law Union and Rocks Insurance PLC led other percentage gainers, closing 10% higher at 99 Kobo from the previous close of 90 Kobo. Aiko Insurance, Eternal PLC, FCMB and Cardview also feature on the percentage gainers list after they all grew their share prices by 7.79%, 5.53%, 5.26% and 5% respectively. On the other hand, WAPCO, PZ, Nestle and Unilever led the price decliners list, shedding 10% of their share prices respectively. I wonder why Nestle will ever be on the losers' chart yesterday, losing maximum 10% after its mouthwatering dividend information of 45 naira per ordinary share hits the market. It is at least a 16.88% improvement on the 38 naira 50 kobo the multinational company paid last year. Sometimes, if one fails to understand the dynamics of the stock market, one is bound to be frustrated when caught unaware by the downside of the market. If you begin to see the stock nestle from the point of view of price appreciation, currently you might be grossly vexed, but considering an investor holding at least 100,000 units of nestle receiving a dividend of 45 naira per share, that's already about 4.5 million naira, aside from the interim dividend of about 25 naira earlier declared sometimes last year. You can by yourself aggregate this and see how much it's worth. Nestle audited results for the year ended December 31, 2019 hit the market yesterday. What am I trying to say? One needs to approach the capital market with a deliberate consciousness of knowledge to win all the time. That is by the way. The company posted a turnover of about 284 billion naira, which is up by 7% when compared with the turnover of 266 billion naira reported in 2018. Profit before tax grew by 19% to settle at 71.1 billion naira, away from 59.75 billion naira recorded in 2018. The profit after tax of the firm stands at 45.68 billion naira, up by 6% from the previous profit after tax of 43 billion naira in 2018. The earning per share of Nestle Nigerian grew by 6% to settle at 57 naira 63 kobo from the earning per share of 54 naira 26 kobo. With reference to the share price of 1,130 naira, the P/E ratio of Nestle Nigerian stands at 19.61 times. Nestle Nigerian declared a final dividend of 45 naira, bringing dividend yield of the firm to 3.98%. NACO and CAP PLC on the losers chart also shed 9.96% each of their share prices yesterday to close at 2 naira 35 kobo and 22 naira 15 kobo respectively. Learn Africa, Beggar Paints, NCL Nigerian PLC and Red Star Express, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.82%, 9.63%, 9.47% and 9.23% respectively. Guarantee Trust Bank led the activity charge measured by value, volume and deals after it traded about 93.69 million units of its shares in 899 deals, valued at about 2.1 billion naira. Zenibank also traded about 44.19 million units of its shares in 805 deals, valued at about 798.5 million naira to edge in this category, while value as Nestle traded about 1.86 million units of its shares in 137 deals, valued at about 1.89 billion naira. The much-awaited full-year audited result of the Guaranty Trust Bank for the period ended 31st December 2019 was eventually released yesterday. The first-year financial giant reported a turnover of 435.31 billion naira, up by 0.14% when compared with the 434.70 billion naira recorded in 2018. Profit before tax grew by 7.48% to settle at 231.71 billion, away from 215.59 billion naira reported in 2018. The bank posted a profit after tax of about 196.85 billion naira, up by 6.57% away from the previous recorded 184.71 billion naira of 2018. Earnings per share for the period under review stands at 6 naira 69 kobo, up by 6.57% from the earnings per share of 6 naira 28 kobo in 2018. With reference to the share price of 22 naira 7 kobo, PE ratio of Guaranty Trust Bank stands at 3.39 times with earnings yield of 29.47%. The bank posted a final dividend of 2 naira 50 kobo, bringing the dividend yield to 11.01%. The full-year financial report of Adova PLC for the period ended 31 December 2019, released yesterday, revealed that the gross earnings of the firm rose by 31.06% to about 176 billion naira when compared with 134 billion naira recorded same period in 2018. Adova PLC, formerly called Forte Oil, ended the reporting year of 2019 with a profit after tax of 3.9 billion naira, in contrast to the 631 million naira recorded same period in the preceding year of 2018. This translates to about 520% year-on-year bottom line growth. The company's earnings per share inched by over 500% to stand at 301 kobo from 48 kobo reported last same period. Its PE ratio stands at 5.66 times at a reference price of 17 naira with earnings yield of 17.68%. I will quickly go on a short break. Please don't change this radio dial. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. So far, so good. In dividend record for the full year ended 31st December 2019, Zenibank has proposed to pay 2 naira 50 kobo with respect to the price it closed yesterday at 18 naira 5 kobo. The dividend yield stands at 13.85%. UCAP proposed a 50 kobo dividend. The dividend yield stands at 16.13% with reference to the last price it traded yesterday at 3 naira 10 kobo. Afriput proposed 70 kobo as dividend with 4 naira 85 kobo closing price of yesterday. The dividend yield currently stands at 14.43%. Transcorp Hotel proposed 7 kobo as dividend with 4 naira 5 kobo closing price of yesterday. The dividend yield currently stands at 1.73%. Dangote Cement proposed 16 naira as dividend with 117 naira it closed yesterday. The dividend yield currently stands at 9.41%. Custodian Investment proposed at 5 kobo as dividend with his 5 naira 45 kobo closing price of yesterday. The dividend yield currently stands at 6.42%. UBA proposed 80 kobo as dividend with 6 naira 45 kobo closing price of yesterday. The dividend yield currently stands at 12.40%. Guaranty Trust Bank proposed 2 naira 50 kobo as dividend with 22 naira 70 kobo closing price of yesterday. The dividend yield currently stands at 11.01%. Nesso proposed 45 naira as dividend with 1,017 closing price of yesterday. The dividend yield of the company currently stands at 3.98%. Transnational Corporation of Nigeria PLC, Transcorp, proposed 1 kobo as dividend with its 87 kobo closing price of yesterday. Its dividend yield currently stands at 1.15%. I will stop here for today. I sincerely hope you have enjoyed every bit of this program and hope you will join us again next time. Be free to express your views by calling or sending text messages to the following numbers: 003-2244723 and 08161318569. I'll take the numbers again: 003-2244723 and 08161318569. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can log on to our website www.stocksng.com in case you would like to listen again. You would also find many other resourceful write-ups and articles on the website. To join our 24-hour discussion on Telegram, please call the numbers I'd already mentioned. Just download Telegram app on your phone, call them and they will guide you appropriately on how to join. Once again, thank you for listening. Until tomorrow when I will surely come your way again. My name remains Ruth Ebikole. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a bullish day.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.